Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's Wednesday. We're halfway to Friday, right? Thank you asking.
It's hot.
I bet.
I don't know what the weather is there, but it's like 105 here, the real deal.
Well, let me tell you, California, we don't ever get any rain. Very minimal, but, you know, right now, we've been hitting. It's so weird because just last week, or my mistake, the week before, it was gloomy. It was a little chill. I mean, chill for us is like 70, you know? But all of a sudden, it just like, I mean, now it's like dry heat. So we're in the mid 90s. So yeah, weather here is very warm. Yeah, absolutely. So pleasure to meet you. Again, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And I know that you've been speaking with Lulu, my representative, and she does a really great job, you know, explaining, I would say, the basics of the program. So
yep.
She had sent me over some notes that I'm taking a look at now. Aside from the price, any particular questions for me as far as the placement, how it works? Any questions at all?
Oh, not really.
Okay. Now, she did mention you've been in business 11 years now, so she was requesting an established business discount. That's awesome. Quite some time there, huh?
It's been fun.
Right. Anything, you know, in particular that you would say, Jeff, like a goal that you've set, you know, in 2022? I know we're halfway through, but any goal that you've been trying to achieve in this year?
Well, yeah, more of sales goals, I guess.
Okay.
You know, I scaled back during COVID for a little bit, so.
Okay.
Before COVID, we were grossing about just under a mil every year.
Wow.
So then this year, our sales is like, I think we're up to like 890.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So we should hit about 2, I'm thinking, by the time the year's over. So, yeah, I mean, next year I'd like to double that. So.
Got it. Okay. So, that's a good goal to set. You know, I know everybody kind of scaled back a little bit, you know, during COVID, but okay. Now, I did see, I did a search for the company by name only because I wanted to kind of get a general idea of what type of online presence, you know, is currently out there. And I did see a Google My Business profile page. I'm not sure if that's something you did on your own, pin verifying the business, or was that like?
Yeah, I did all that. I did all that on my own.
Good job. I mean, that's the first step, right? So very good job on that.
Well, yeah, we've never been there. It's more a lot of my work's word of mouth. You know what I mean? So that's just how we do a lot of the work.
Right. And that was going to be my next question is where does the majority of your clientele, you know, where they come from? So word of mouth does say a lot about your business, right? Because, I mean, people are referring you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've done a quality service, and that's why they're referring you to their family and friends. I do see a lot of other couple of directories, you know, Yelp. I see a Home Advisor, Angie's Leads. I see like Manta, MapQuest. Home Advisor, are you paying per lead, or how's that working for you?
You know, I literally they filled out my stuff and they took my information and I haven't heard back from them. So I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That was about
That's surprising. That is surprising because typically
they
want to get you.
They hounded me at first.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I haven't heard nothing from them. So, you know, I've been busy as it is, you know, but we're in the transition of bringing more crews on. So kind of just, you know, taking it as a go. So.
Yeah. Okay. And that's interesting that you haven't heard back from them since, because typically, I mean, they're on you about getting on their pay-per-lead program. So I'm surprised.
Oh, well, that's the only way they're going to make any money, you know? Off
right.
Anyways.
Right. And then now,
what would you
consider your specialty? I mean, I know you do the roofing, the siding. You do a number of services, right? What's your bread and butter, though?
Yeah, but I try to stick into roofing, siding, and windows. Only reason I say that, and more roofing and siding than windows, because most the roofing and siding were in and out of the job. You know what I mean? And there's not a long wait on materials. Now, when you get into the windows and everything else, we're waiting a month, 6 weeks just to get the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so, everything's so behind.
So I try to do whatever I exactly. So I try to do whatever I can actually get in and get out.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I didn't see a website though attached. Is there one that I'm missing or?
I got a guy that's supposed to be doing it. I paid him, and it was supposed to be done last week, and it's still not done. So I messaged him yesterday. He says it's close. He says it's close. So I'm just hoping it is.
Okay, perfect. So you do have one in the process. Okay, great. So now, is there a Facebook page by chance that you might have started for the business, or do you use Facebook at all?
No, everybody's told me, oh, Facebook, you know, you get all this stuff, and I'm like, I don't have the time to do it.
Okay, but do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes, I am personal.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, social media is really taking off, so... here's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm thinking that the best package that would be most beneficial for you, of course, we offer several packages, but I'm thinking it's going with our Google and Facebook marketing, okay? What we would do is we would take your profile page, optimize it to the first page of Google, and maintain it there, okay? So how they would find you, of course, is by your specific keywords and keyword phrases. And that's why I was asking you earlier on, like, what's your focus? So anytime that someone's searching for roofing, siding, I mean, any of your services, we'll make sure that your company is coming up as that top recommended option on the first page. Okay. We don't charge you per call or per click. It is set at a fixed flat rate. Okay. With the established business discount applied, I'm able to bring your cost. Originally, the cost, I'll tell you, is $5.99 a month, the original cost.
Okay.
And it comes with a $299 setup fee, which is to cover the programming. So the original cost for you to get started is almost $900 and then $5.99 every month after. What I've done is I've brought down your monthly cost from $5.99 to $299 a month. And then your setup fee, because you would be coming with your own website, I went ahead and discounted $200. So your setup fee would just be a one time of $99. So it would actually make your initial investment to get started today $398, and then every month after that would then be just the $299 a month. It is with the 2 months. I'm sorry?
What's that? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to mention that it's with a 2 month verbal commitment, Jeff, but you pay monthly. Okay.
Okay.
You had a question, and I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Are you going to create a Facebook then for me? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. Yeah. In fact, so what's included in this package is the first page. Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Now I can. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
You're connected to my truck, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
Do you have Bluetooth? Did it switch over to your truck? Okay, that's probably why. I was like, I can hear you, but I don't think you can hear me.
it disappeared on me.
Yeah, it happens. My sister-in-law, whenever I'm talking to her on the phone, and she's like outside, and then she goes in her truck, it'll switch over to the Bluetooth automatically, and then she's like, hello, are you there? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, sorry, it switched over automatically. Okay. So what it will include.
What I'm saying is, do you guys create a Facebook for my business then? Is that how it works?
Yes, we will. Yes. So in fact, what we do is the first page placement on Google. So we'll optimize you and maintain you on the first page. We'll create content for you on Bing. We'll also build you a Facebook page for the business, and how we create it, it's created through your personal Facebook, so you have still access to it, okay? They're not going to see your personal Facebook, but it's how the Facebook pages are created for the businesses. Now on the Facebook page, what we're going to do is run Facebook ads. So let's say someone's doing a search for a roofer, right? Within your area on Facebook, they're going to see your ad appear on their desktop and on their mobile device. So it helps you reach a larger clientele base. And we make it unique where we could target a specific audience of either interest, income levels, or by location. The call to action buttons that are on that Facebook ad, if it says call us, once they click on it, they're calling you directly. If it says message us, now you won't get a text message. You'll receive a message through Facebook Messenger, okay? If it says learn more, it'll direct them to your website. Okay, so those are the call to action buttons that we utilize, right? Now, with that being said, you can target up to a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads. And a lot of our clients, I'll tell you, Jeff, have seen really great results. Now, in addition to that, we'll also list you on other popular directories that are within your area. Of course, if you have those directories already, like you have Yellow Pages, we're not going to create you a new one, but, you know, we'll obviously, when we're updating photos or content, we'll do it on that one as well. But we'll get you listed.
See, my thing is with that is they've got my phone numbers and everything all messed up and everything, and I tried getting the switch, but I can't figure it out.
And that's okay because we'll correct it. What we do is we actually run a scan. So wherever you're listed, right, we run this scan to see where there's inconsistencies. So we'll make sure that your company name and your phone number is updated across the board. Okay? That's part of the service. Now, other directories that we'll list you on, of course, the most popular ones, Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, those are just to name a few. Once your website is completed, we want to ensure that that website is attached where we're promoting your business. We also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on mobile devices. And that would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much, we're covering all of your bases.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I mentioned, it's an exclusive listing, and, you know, what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you, we're going to close out the category. We will not sign you up and then work with your competitors because it would be like we're working against ourselves, and it's really to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. Kind of makes sense? Okay.
Yep.
And then with this, it also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you're going to be able to track all of your results with our program. You can see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you received, where they performed the location of the search, as well as how many phone calls you're receiving from new customers. And I feel that that's the beauty of the program, is really being able to track your success with us.
No, I agree.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today. You know, I mean, give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right? Your phone's kind of cutting out. I'm sorry.
How long does it take to set up?
So it takes about maybe for you and I to create the account about 7 to 10 minutes. And then what we do is we'll schedule a client interview at a time that's convenient for you. You'll speak with a technician about your keywords, you know, your Facebook ads, more in detail. That tends to take about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But we'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
So, what's the best email for you, Jeff? This is where we'll send your receipt and correspondence.
HARMON.
BUILDER. Okay.
2022.
Okay, so I have HARMONBUILDER2022@iCloud.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to send you right now two emails. The first email, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to outline everything that we went over as far as, you know, the pricing, everything that's included in the program. so let me send that. And then the second email that I'm sending you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system just so you can kind of get familiar with how the reports will look, okay? And then the number that you and I are speaking on, you can receive text messages, correct, to this number? Okay. I'm going to be sending you three text messages. The first text message, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, it's going to have my contact information. I always like to provide that. And it's also at the bottom of the email, okay? And then the second text message that I'll be sending you, it's going to have the number to our customer service. So you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have a change, an update, a question, concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? We are here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. For your time, it would be 10 to 7, okay? We're Pacific Standard Time. And then the third text message that you're going to receive, it's going to be a link to a YouTube video that I would say is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in, view your reports, just so you can get familiar with it, okay?
Yep.
And then for the account purpose, Jeff, is your first name Jeff, Jeffrey, and you go by Jeff?
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
Okay. And your last name, please?
Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. Okay. Yep. And then the number that I see listed, and I'm going to be verifying information because we want to make sure everything is accurate. So on your Google profile page, it's an 866-427-6668.
Yep.
Okay. That should be the number showing for the clients to contact you on, correct?
Correct. Yeah, because that's actually a port for it. So it gets forwarded to my cell phone and shows up that number.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. So we'll make sure that that's the number that should be updated anywhere else that you're listed, right? As well as where we'll be listing you. Okay.
Sure.
And then now the number for us to contact you on regarding your account, we would contact you at the 989-598-6093, correct?
Correct. That's my cell phone. So all that 800 number is actually comes through to my cell phone.
Okay.
So, but it just, that right there just, I mean, when I see the number show up, 800, the 866, then I know it's a customer calling. So.
Perfect. Got it. Okay. Awesome. And then now on your Google profile page, there is an address that shows 223 North Almer Street, Caro, and then it has your zip code as 48723. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
By chance, is that your home address?
Yeah, I have an office that we're redoing, so I have to update it. It'll probably be a couple of days.
Okay. So here's what I would suggest, because when it's like your home office, right, we like to hide the address. Google really doesn't want your physical address showing, so we'll make sure that that's hidden. Okay. Now, in the case, let's say, like you say, you have an office, right? Is it going to be an actual office that people are going to go to?
Yeah, I have a showroom and everything. So we're just, we're doing it all. So
when you do that, okay, just so you know, if we update the address, there is a possibility, okay, just a FYI, that Google might want to send out a new PIN code to you, okay, so that address can show. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so just an FYI, there is that possibility, so this way that new address could show, okay?
Okay.
Is it in the same city?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Awesome. Now, for the billing, the card that you'll be using today for the payment, is the card in your name, the business name, or in both?
Both.
Okay. And how does your name read on the card?
Jeffrey S. Harmon.
S as in Sam?
Yep.
Okay. And then you said the company name is also listed on that card as well. Is it just Harmon and Sons?
Correct.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yep.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American
MasterCard.
Express? MasterCard. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5580 3100 0997 0708
5580 3100 09 Okay.
No, go ahead. You're good. Keep going.
Okay, I'll repeat it. 5580 3100 0997 0708 Expiration month and year.
427
427 and the CVV code on the back.
190
Okay, before I process your payment, Jeff, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is because I do have you. I'm sorry?
I've only got 30 seconds like left, and I got to go into Homer's house. So, like.
Okay. What time would you like me to call you right back? It would probably take maybe another 5 minutes, if that.
Okay. They just got home, and I don't want to be rude.
Okay.
So,
yeah, no.
1:30 at the latest?
1:30
If you call me at 1:30 I'll be done for sure.
Okay, perfect. I'll call you back at 1:30
Half hour.
Okay.
Half hour. I don't know what.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. I'll give you a call at 1:30 and then we'll finish up. It'll only take like 5 more minutes, if that. Okay. I'll talk to you at 1:30 All right. Bye bye.